from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Thrilled, excited to be here. Rob, this is his last day for a little bit. Rob and his new wife are going to Jamaica. Montego Bay. Is it Montego or Montego Bay? You are going to be there for what, the next 8 days? Fun under the sun, a lot of food, a lot of drinking, a lot of quality time with the wife. We are very happy for Rob. He is going to be gone all of next week. It will be me, you, and I honestly don't know who else is going to be here with us, but I promise you, it will be fun nonetheless. Let's enjoy the little bit of time with Rob we have for the next 7-8 days or so. Coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by Brian Haney. He is the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks, but not this week. He is calling 3 Royals games this weekend. Our friend Jake Eisenberg is out for the weekend. So insert Brian Haney. The Royals did this earlier in the year with Wyatt Thompson. This time, Brian Haney gets the call up. He is going to be calling Royals games right here on 610 Sports Radio. We'll also be joined by Heidi Watney. She is on the call for Apple TV. So those of you that complain about Bally Sports, you have another opportunity to watch the Royals today on a completely different streaming service. You can watch them today on Apple TV. There's a lot to get into over the course of the next 2.5 hours. I'm actually not sure when our show ends today. It might end at 4:30. It might end at 6, depending on the weather in Detroit, Michigan. It does not matter. We are prepared either way. We will get to the Royals here coming up in a bit. Rob, I would like a random lineup today to end it. We're not going to do this next week when you're gone. So I would love a random lineup to hold me through for the next 4, 5, 6 days or so. But you know what? We'll take one now, and I'll also take a free pizza.
Pizza time on The Drive. Carrington, dial me up right now. 913-586-7610. Call number 6 wins a pizza from our friends over at Pizza Tasio. Pizza Tasio is Kansas City's best New York style pizza, and they have taken over the town. They lovingly use 100% whole milk mozzarella, all organic tomato sauce with locally grown fresh ingredients, all made by KC guys who both know and love pizza. They also have a killer selection of craft and local beers, plus unique wines. So Carrington, whether you're really hungry, want a whole pie or just a slice or two, be sure to visit them now at pizzatasio.com. That's pizza, TASCIO.com.
I need you guys to do me a couple of favors, actually 3 favors today. Number 1, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Number 2, I need you to tell 1 friend. I don't need you to tell 2 friends that if you want some of the best pizza in Kansas City and you also want to celebrate the Royals, the best place to do that is right here with us. And I need you to tell Rob congratulations. If you don't tell Rob congratulations, you cannot win the pizza. That is the deal that we have. This is where I would like to start today's show, because there are a lot of kind words and praises that we can give an athlete, especially a baseball player. Like, the best thing that you can say about a baseball player is that they are a 5-tool player. You can run. You can hit for average. You can hit for power. You can defend. A five-tool player. There are a lot of great things you can say. Maybe you think that person is clutch, comes up in big moments. That's certainly something you say about Patrick Mahomes, that in the brightest moments for the team, you have a player that consistently comes through and makes plays. That counts. That matters, you know? Bobby Witt Jr. is ascending to a level that I think is even higher than that. He is somebody that you would purchase a ticket for to go see. Being here in Kansas City, I know that you have done this before. Maybe the Royals weren't playing so hot, you know? Maybe it was early in the season. The Royals were already out of it. But you know what? You looked at the calendar and you saw fill-in-the-blank team coming to town. Maybe it was the Los Angeles Angels and you wanted to go see Mike Trout. You wanted to go see Shohei Ohtani. Maybe it's Pittsburgh and Paul Skeens is going to pitch and you want to go to the ballpark just because you want to see one of the best young pitchers in Major League Baseball. That's where Bobby Witt Jr. is right now to the rest of the country. That if you are a baseball fan and you see that the Royals are coming to town, I don't know how you wouldn't want to purchase a ticket and want to go out there to the ballpark to see a baseball player that is as hot as any player we have seen in baseball this side of Barry Bonds. You can't get him out right now. Even on days in which you do a good job of getting him out, he still finds a way to hit a home run. He still finds a way to hit a ball into a gap. He still gets two hits for the day. His team still wins, even on a day in which he didn't have his best day at the plate. I heard Brian Haney say this earlier when I was talking to him. He said it was like we have just got to July 32nd. The month hadn't ended. And as hot as he was in July, we just saw that carry over yesterday as the Royals win the first game against the Detroit Tigers. You all have been at a baseball game and you've been in this scenario. The Royals are up. And then you look at who's due up. And you're like, I can go get something to eat right now. I can go get something to drink. I can go to the bathroom. They got 7, 8, 9 coming up. Sometimes it's even been there 2, 3, 4. You can go to the bathroom right now. Not when this guy is due up. If you think there is even a chance that he is going to get an opportunity to swing the bat in the inning, especially with the way the pitch clock goes, oh, I'll sit here and wait for a little bit. He is worth the price of admission. He is worth staying a little bit extra in your seat. He is worth paying the money for the Bally Sports app. He is a reason to go out to the ballpark. Like, I cannot sing the praises higher than I can for Bobby Witt Jr. and what he has been able to do right now. It is something that you, if you are a Royals fan, you just have not seen too many players play at this level. We're talking about Zach Greinke in 2009 when he won the Cy Young. We're talking about what our parents and our uncles and grandfathers got to see with George Brett when he almost hit for 400. We are talking about every time you go to the ballpark or turn on the television, you know that you are about to witness greatness. That's the feeling you have when you buy a ticket to go watch the Chiefs play. You know that you are witnessing something special. That's the feeling you get when you buy a ticket to Allen Fieldhouse because you know what that building means. You know what it means to be in attendance for this basketball game. That's what it's turning into to watch this kid play every game. To watch him play every day, to see his versatility, to see what he can do, it's not just offensively. It's on the base pass. It's defensively. It's the charisma. It's the attitude. He just has it. That's the best way to put it. Sometimes you can't exactly quantify what it is. You just know when you see it. And we have seen certainly enough of Bobby Witt Jr. to tell you that he has it. He is second right now in MVP voting. I don't know how Aaron Judge is so overwhelmingly the favorite. I just looked at this, Rob. Aaron Judge is minus 900 to win American League MVP. Now, I believe that Judge is going to win. Judge probably should win the American League MVP, but it is far closer if you are watching these games and keeping track, and certainly with how good Bobby Witt Jr. has played over the course of the last 6 weeks. The award has not already been decided with Aaron Judge. It is still very much still up for grabs with what we've seen Bobby Witt Jr. do over the course of the last 6 weeks or so. So I wanted to start today's show, start our Friday by talking about Bobby Witt Jr., who right now he is the best story in baseball. He is the biggest story in baseball when you factor in what he is doing. You are seeing a player in real time really lay a claim to being the best player in the sport. You are seeing a player who came in with a lot of hype and a lot of promise at 21, 22 years old, and we were told that he was going to be next, and they were 100% right. That is what we have right now. I remember when Vern first started describing him to me, and he said that he thought he could be Patrick Mahomes. Now, I don't think he can be Patrick Mahomes, but he's as close as I think you could potentially be in the sport. He has been absolutely phenomenal in the second half of the season. Rob, it is sad that you are not going to be able to do this for the next like 10 days or so, but I can't think of a better way to cap off. You're flying out early Saturday morning. You're flying out like 2 a.m. You don't have too many more hours here in Kansas City before you're going to be on a plane to Jamaica. But before you do that, I just need you to do me one favor. Hit it, Rob.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
Carrington, today's random Royals lineup takes us back to the last time the Royals were 500 at this point in the baseball season, 2017. Here's today's random Royals lineup from 2017. Leading off at second base, Whit Merrifield.
What a team.
Batting second in left field, Melky Cabrera.
Love it.
Batting third, the first baseman, Eric Hosmer. Cleaning up and behind the dish, Salvador Perez. Batting fifth, the designated hitter, Mike Moustakas.
I like this team so far. I'm guessing this team didn't do a lot of winning, but they're kind of fun, though.
They finished 80-82. So
okay,
close.
They did a little bit of winning. They kind of sprinkled some winning in there.
Batting sixth, the right fielder, Jorge Bonifacio.
I remember him, but I don't remember him.
I'm pretty sure he got popped for PEDs. That's how you know him.
No, that's fair.
Batting seventh.
Was he even hitting for power?
No.
He got popped for PEDs and he hit 7 home runs? That's Royals baseball. Gotta love these guys.
Batting seventh, the shortstop, Alcides Escobar.
Legend. When's he going in the Royals Hall of Fame?
Batting eighth, in center field, Alex Gordon.
Okay, all right. Things must have not been going hot if Alex was hitting ace. It must not have been going well.
Didn't even play him in his natural position. Hey, nah, center field today, buddy. Go get it.
It was not going well if Alex Gordon was hitting ace.
And batting ninth, the third baseman, Ramon Torres.
I remember him, but I don't remember him.
The Royals lost on this date 6-0 as Vargas struggled, giving up
that lineup scored.
Vargas gave up 3 through 5 innings. Royals bullpen held it down for a little bit until Brandon Maurer came in and gave up 3 more in the 8th. And the Royals lost on this date 6-0 to the Baltimore Orioles.
Coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by Heidi Watley. She is on the call for Apple TV. If you want to watch the Royals this weekend, you can do so. At least tonight, you can watch them on Apple TV. They have one Major League Baseball game every Friday. You know what? They have chosen one of the best pitching matchups tonight to cover. We'll play Heidi Watley next. Keep it right here. So drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here with you. Rob is here as well. Rob is going to be off all next week. Rob is going to be celebrating his honeymoon. Rob's going to come back with the tan, refresh, and then we will really tackle football season. But it's still baseball season around these parts. The Royals, they would be in the playoffs if they start today. They're actually kind of comfortably up right now. They're 2.5 games up on the Boston Red Sox, and the Red Sox are in town this Monday. So a very important week coming up for the Royals. They have 3 more games against the Tigers. They won the first one against them. They have 3 games next week against the Tigers. Then they have, against the Red Sox. Then they have a very weird 2-game series against St. Louis. Did you guys know that the Royals just have next Sunday off? Has that ever happened before, Rob? Have the Royals ever had a Sunday off where they didn't have a game? No rain, just the regularly scheduled off day. Has that ever happened before? You always play baseball on Sunday.
I mean, that's really weird. Like, I guess the Royals just went the Friday and Saturday gate. Who knows? But I haven't seen a Sunday off in a long, long time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing that's a new thing because they've changed the schedule and they've kind of, you know, everybody plays everybody now with the balanced schedule. I don't know it, but it's just so the Royals play the Cardinals on Friday. They play them on Saturday. Friday, Shaq is going to be here. Rob, how can you miss DJ Diesel? You didn't go see him at late night at the Fog, and now you're not going to go see him for Royals and Cardinals? They might have another 35,000 people out there, and you're going to be at the beach, at the all-inclusive resort with your queen. You're not committed to football season or baseball season right now. I don't know what's going over there in the Britton household. Certainly not anything we could endorse on this show. Let's go to the phone lines right now. Somebody that I know would never just take vacation in the middle of a postseason run and at the beginning of preseason. How dare you disrespect the sanctity of the preseason? I can't believe, Rob. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by our next guest. Her name is Heidi Watney. You can catch her today on the broadcast. The Royals are playing on Apple TV today. So for those of you that complain about Bally Sports, they're on Apple TV today. They're like cousins in a way. So you can catch the Royals and Tigers on Apple TV. Our conversation with Heidi starts with, there is nobody right now on planet Earth playing better baseball than Bobby Witt Jr.
He certainly is hitting his way into the MVP conversation. It's going to be hard to overtake Aaron Judge in the American League. I mean, he's also putting up another, you know, on pace for another historic season. But what Bobby Witt Jr. has done over the last month especially has been historic. And it's funny because you just laugh in the face of all the people that say the home run derby is going to mess up your swing. He went there. He nearly won the whole thing. And he's kept it going as the All-Star game ended.
Yeah, I'm looking at the MVP odds, and Aaron Judge is minus 900 to win it. Bobby Witt Jr. is plus 600. I'm with you. I think that Aaron Judge is going to win the award. But, I mean, if Kansas City can get themselves back into the AL Central race and maybe they overtake Cleveland, Bobby Witt is going to have a very strong argument to win the award.
Yeah, he's definitely going to at least make it so that maybe it's not a unanimous vote for sure. It's tough going up against the Judges of the world, and now Ohtani's in another league, so that at least helps Bobby Witt Jr.'s cause, because they play in major markets, and if you do good things in a major market, you're going to get a lot of attention for it. But Bobby's bringing so much attention to Kansas City, and you know, it's interesting. I read a story about what Matt Quatraro said to the team about this time last year when they were going through a historic losing season. He said, look, if you were going to work on improving something or changing something or doing something this offseason, start now. Because the only two people guaranteed to be on this team next year are Salvi and Bobby, and everyone else is auditioning for a role. I thought that was interesting in the turnaround, of the team as a whole. But what Bobby has done lately is just, it's phenomenal. It's great to see as a guy who's just a great dude and a great player and someone you want to build your franchise around. He's certainly, you know, putting everyone on his shoulders right now.
Heidi, who do you think is the best baseball player in the game right now? It's fun because there's an argument you can make for a couple of different players. If you want to make an Aaron Judge argument, I'll listen. If you want to make a Shohei Ohtani, Bobby Witt Jr. certainly inserting himself into that conversation. It feels like there is about four or five players right now that you can realistically argue they're the best baseball player in baseball.
Yeah, it's interesting. You look a few years ago before Shohei and Judge really started doing their thing, and everyone was just like, unquestionably, it's Mike Trout. If you watch the way Mike Trout plays defense, the way he hits the ball, the way he levels up every year, and it's sad with the news yesterday that his season is done. He played just, what, 23, 24 games this year, and he's dealt with so many injuries the last few years. But right now, in the here and now, it's hard to argue against Shohei Ohtani when he's doing what he did last year. Pitching at an elite level, hitting at an elite level, but obviously recovering from Tommy John surgery, he's focused on just one part of his game. But then you see that part of his game level up because he has so much focus. He's rehabbing. He's getting in early, and he's doing all his rehab work early for his shoulder to be able to pitch next year. And then he's working on his craft as a hitter, and it's just been even better numbers than we've seen out of him throughout his career, at least here in the States. And Aaron Judge, I mean, if he goes on a heater, he could possibly eclipse what he did in 22 when he broke the American League home run record, set a new mark at 62, and is just having, and was the AL MVP that year, and is just having another great season. I think he's on pace to finish somewhere in the high 50s, but you just never know with him, because he can go on some hot streaks as well. But what Bobby has done lately with his combination of power and speed, his baseball instincts, his base running, his defense, I mean, he is the complete package in a young guy, right? So I don't know, if I'm building a – well, Shohei is just such a global international sensation. I guess I would have to probably give the edge to him even though he can't pitch this year, but all three of those guys are really right up there.
Right now, we're talking to Heidi Watney, who covers baseball for Apple TV. The Royals are going to play the Tigers later on the streaming service. Let me ask you this question about the Royals, and I do want to get your thoughts about the American League race and also the wild card. The Royals right now, they are six games back of the Cleveland Guardians. They are currently 2.5 games up in the wild card picture ahead of the Boston Red Sox, a half game up on the Minnesota Twins. It's crazy to be where we are with the Royals for a team that won 56 games all of last year. They already have 61 wins heading into August, and right now it feels like this team is going to make the postseason.
It certainly does, and they're trending in the right direction, right? For a group that's centered around mostly a young squad with Salvador Perez, you know, the backstop, the catcher, the stalwart back there, and then adding the veteran pitchers that they added, they are coming together offensively and just seem to be trending in the direction that they're going to continue to play well and cruise to the postseason. But you never know with these teams. I mean, there's still 2 months left in the season before the postseason. But I like what I'm seeing out of the Kansas City Royals. So I can definitely, I definitely picture them in the postseason right now with where they're at. You have to look at least, you know, the National League is a lot more bunched up. You have to know the Yankees and Orioles. They'll probably both be in there. So it's really all the rest of those teams kind of battling for the final spot, unless the Yankees. I mean, the Yankees have struggled. They've really, I don't know, they could continue to go south, but they're 4.5 up on the Royals right now, and the Royals and Twins. Red Sox have been playing well, but it's hard to think that you're going to have that many teams from one division all playing in the postseason because, I mean, they don't see each other 18, 19 times anymore with the more balanced schedule, but you're still going to see, you know, quite a bit of that. So I guess you have two teams battling for two positions because Yankees and Royals are tied. But the Mariners, too. I like the Mariners. I like their pitching. And you know what they say, pitching and defense wins championships. They went out and caught a couple guys that can hit the ball in a Rosarena and Justin Turner. But that ballpark up there in Seattle has just proved to be cavernous for almost anyone to try and hit in. Texas has been hot, but I think Texas and Detroit are a little too far of a jump for them. So I would say between the Royals, Twins, Red Sox, and Mariners, you got four teams battling for two spots.
Heidi, I'll get you out of here with this one. You mentioned that you were a San Francisco Giants fan. I went to San Francisco last year, and I'm born and raised in the Midwest. So when I heard California in June in San Francisco, man, I had on shorts, a T-shirt. Man, I was so excited. I hopped off that plane. It was so cold. Everybody was laughing at me and asking, you didn't know about the weather here in San Francisco. I had absolutely no clue.
Yeah, the coldest winter I ever had was a summer in San Francisco, right? Isn't that Mark Twain, famous Mark Twain quote? Which, thank you for watching. I have said a number of times on Apple TV Plus on a Friday night game in July. I think the coldest game I've ever done in San Francisco was last year, end of July. And I know the weather in San Francisco, so I brought a jacket, but I was not prepared for the damp, bone-chilling cold we had that night. But then, you know, I've done some games in May in San Francisco that were delightful and didn't even get that cold. So you do always have to be prepared in San Francisco with at least like a beanie cap, like a knit cap, some hand warmers for your pockets, and like layers. Because it can be 75 and sunny in the afternoon and you're sitting out there in batting practice sweating. But then that sun dips down and it turns ice cold. So, yeah, sorry about that. But did you go get yourself a Ghirardelli hot chocolate to warm up at least?
You could tell I was a tourist. I bought one of those San Francisco hoodies from the gift shop. I had never heard that Mark Twain quote. That was the first thing somebody told me when I got there. I was there for my friend's surprise party. So, you know, they show a video of us getting off the plane. And I'm sitting there. I'm cold. I'm shivering. It was a miserable 2 hours until I got that hoodie.
Oh, well, you know, welcome to the San Francisco Giants bandwagon. I think that's how they sell more team merchandise than probably anyone else, is because people just need jackets, blankets, and hoodies.
That is Heidi Watney joining us on the show today, telling you to always keep a hoodie with you. That is what we learned today. Also, you need to keep an Apple television subscription with you as well. If you want to watch Royals and Tigers tonight, they have an Apple TV game every Friday. Heidi, really appreciate your time. Thanks for talking baseball with us.
Great chatting with you. Take care.
Absolutely. That is Heidi Watney joining us on the show today. If you want to watch the Royals game today, you will have to tune into Apple TV in order to watch them. Coming up on the other side, we'll talk about what could possibly be the best pitching matchup that the Royals could possibly have this season. We'll talk about that next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back into The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. The text line says, will the game be on Bally's as well, or is it exclusive to Apple? It is not going to be on Bally's today. If you want to watch the Royals game, you will have to watch the Royals game on Apple television. So just go ahead and get a heads up, because I know you guys are going to ask Vern about this later today. So I want you to be able to tell Vern, hey, Carrington told us earlier today on the show that how I can watch the Royals game. That's today. Now, tomorrow, they will be back on Bally's. Saturday, they will be back on Bally's. But Apple TV, they do a Major League Baseball game every Friday. And you know what? This Friday, they chose the Royals. So if you want to watch Cole Reagans and Tarek Skrubel pitch today, you are going to have to do that over on Apple television. So good luck to you if you plan on watching the Royals game later on today. So, Rob, let's talk about this pitching matchup today. I don't really know if you can get too many better matchups, at least not in the American League, than the one that we have possibly today. I'm not really sure if you do. You got Skubal, who has a chance to win the American League Cy Young. Cole Reagans was an all-star. These are probably two of the top five, eight pitchers in Major League Baseball. Certainly young pitchers going up against each other. If you bought a ticket to see Bobby Witt Jr., and he is certainly worth the price of admission, as the undercard for seeing Bobby Witt Jr. today, you get to see those two guys going back and forth and going at it today. I see why Apple TV wants this game. You got the best young player in baseball right now in Bobby Witt Jr., and you have two all-star pitchers, two guys who you think at some point can win the American League Cy Young. You got those two guys going at it later today. It's going to be a really fun game.
I mean, this game could literally be over in like 90 minutes with how fast both those guys work and how good they are. Like, this might be one of those games where if you're a baseball nerd, if you're a purist, if you love a nice pitching matchup, which isn't for everyone. Some people like runs, some people like scoring, that's fine. Tonight might not be for you. Tonight might be 2-1, 3-2, grind it out. Tonight's one of those games where you feel like, all right, if you have a lead headed into the eighth, you can't give that one back because you just got a masterful performance from your guy, Cole Reagans. Skubal versus Reagans is as good as it gets for must-see TV. I get why Apple TV picked it up. Honestly, Apple TV got a little lucky. Skubal's name was on the block 3 days ago. The Tigers kept him, and now Apple TV gets to reap the benefits of seeing him take on Cole Reagans on their game.
I also think it's really important to note when talking about the pitching matchup, when you're going up against someone as good as Skubal is, you have to acknowledge that you don't feel afraid of any pitcher in the American League with this rotation, where it doesn't matter if you got to throw Michael Wach out there, doesn't matter if you got to throw Brady Singer out there or Cole Reagan, Seth Lugo, like you feel like you could match up against Skubal with almost every one of your starters. Now, you don't feel that way about Michael Lorenzen if he has an opportunity to go up against him, but one reason why you feel good about this team and their ability to hold on down the stretch and how you could end up winning a postseason series is you maybe don't have the advantage in this game, but I also don't think Detroit has the advantage in these games. These are two A-plus aces that would be the best pitcher on just about every team in Major League Baseball. You feel like you can match inning for inning up against anybody that you go up against. That's what I think this means. There used to be days that you would go into this and you would just chalk this up as a loss. The Royals are favorites in this game. They're the -1.5 run favorite in this game. So Vegas feels like the Royals are obviously the better team. They have a better record, but going up against one of the better pitchers, a guy who is in the conversation of winning the Cy Young, the Royals have a good chance of winning this game. That hasn't always been the case.
I remember earlier this year, and I don't remember the exact series, but it doesn't really matter. Vern on the post-game shows after a day game said, there is not a single series the Royals are in that you should be scared. That doesn't mean that you should walk in, you know, thinking, oh, man, auto win. You know, here come the doesn't matter the Yankees are in town. We're the Royals. But there should never be a moment of fear. It's because you have the great equalizer. You have great starting pitching. We saw it last night with Seth Lugo. We've seen it countless times over this season. Cole Reagans may be their second or third best pitcher with how good Brady Singer has been. You'll see him. You saw him earlier this week. Even against a guy like Skubal, who is probably going to win the Cy Young. Like, the last time I checked, he was the overwhelming betting favorite to win Cy Young. You're going up against the Cy Young favorite tonight, and you think to yourself, yeah, we're just as good on the mound as that guy. We can go toe-to-toe. We don't have any fear. Maybe you lose tonight because you are facing a guy who could win the Cy Young, but you're not scared with Cole Reagans on the mound. You don't think you're overmatched. Carrington, how many times as Royals fans, even in the window of positive, did you think to yourself, woof, they just have a better pitcher on the mound than us tonight? That is not the case with the Royals most every night. So even with Skubal on the mound, most Royals fans are saying, bring it, because we got Cole Reagans and we think we can go toe-to-toe with you.
Yeah, I'm looking at the American League Cy Young odds. Skubal is the leader right now. He is at -145, so a slight favorite. You got Corbin Burns He's in second place at plus 125. Seth Lugo is in third at plus 1200. I don't know why there's such a big gap for Seth Lugo based on what we've seen. Other than that, there's nobody realistically. George Kirby is at plus 3600. Taz Bradley, he is at plus 6000 if you think he can win the American League Cy Young. So, I mean, they're telling you that they think it's only two, maybe three pitchers if you kind of squint a little bit at Seth Lugo. I mean, it's kind of like what you're seeing right now in the American League MVP race. You have Aaron Judge. I checked it this morning. He is at minus 900 to win the American League MVP. I don't know why he is that overwhelming as a favorite. Bobby Witt Jr. is second place right now at plus 600. And Gunnar Henderson has really fallen off the pace, at least in terms of winning the American League Cy Young, or excuse me, American League MVP. No one else is in the conversation to win the award. So that's where we are. So you have, according to the odds makers, the best pitcher in the American League. And on the other side, you've got a guy who's an all-star who, over the course of the last year and a half, has been as good as any starting pitcher in baseball. This is worth the price of admission.
I know we talked about how great Bobby Witt is at the jump of the show, and I know Aaron Judge has been awesome this year. Those numbers just, it should not be that heavy of a favorite. Minus 900?
Minus 900.
Minus 900 is what you see when the Chiefs take on the Panthers, like on the money line. Oh, the, you know, football could happen, but it's minus 900. We feel like it's overwhelming in one team's, like, Kansas basketball against UMKC is a minus 900. Minus 900 for Aaron Judge winning the MVP? That, for what Bobby Witt is doing and has done all season, that those numbers, like, break my brain. I'm not saying, you know, Judge can't be the favorite or even minus 250, but to make it seem like it's a foregone conclusion with how Bobby's been playing is just nonsensical to me. Lugo, I think he's kind of fallen out of the conversation. You're right. If you squint, you can see he's still in the Cy Young race. He might get back into it. I doubt it, but that's neither here nor there. Bobby is not in the MVP conversation in the least bit is nonsensical to me. Go bet it on FanDuel. Maybe I'm crazy.
It's you mentioned it's crazy. I mean, right now, Seth Lugo is 13-5 with a 2.5 ERA, and he has no chance of winning the award. Like, that should tell you how good Scooble is. In most years, Lugo is maybe the favorite to be. You got a sub-3 ERA, and you're going to have, what, 16, 17 wins, I think it's safe to say, for Seth Lugo. Let's say he goes 16-6. This year, that used to win you the American League Cy Young. I don't know if that's going to be enough to win him the award in this year's American League Cy Young race. I want to talk about the Olympics here for a little bit. Rob, you and I sort of highlighted a small handful of American athletes that we were going to be looking forward to. We are kind of halfway done with the Olympics. The end is the 10th, the 11th. So, yeah, we're about at that midway point of the Olympics. We still got a long way to go. But I would say for the most part, the people that you and I were looking at and looking towards to dominate this Olympics and to generate the headlines, they have performed. We looked at Team USA basketball, and this team was about LeBron and about him having success and this being his last time doing it. LeBron has answered the call. I'm still waiting for Steph Curry to kind of have that Olympic moment that he hasn't had so far. But I've seen enough Steph Curry. I can tell you exactly what's going to happen with Steph. And Rob, you've seen enough too. This is what's going to happen. One of these games, they're going to come out really, really slow. They're probably going to be losing in the first quarter. And then Steph Curry is going to have a flurry of about six shots, and he makes five of them. And he hits that last one, and he turns around, and he starts dancing and doing stuff, and it goes in, and that is going to energize the rest of his team. I've seen Steph do this for 15 years now. He will probably do this at some point to Spain or Canada or one of these countries. So on the Team USA side, I would say so far through their first two games, and they play tomorrow at 10:15 in the morning, they have lived up to expectations of what we thought Team USA was going to be. This competition has also been about the return of Simone Biles. We know what happened during the last Olympics back in 2020 in Tokyo. It was about her reclaiming her spot as the most dominant female athlete, maybe the most dominant athlete, period, in the world. That's what she looks like so far in this Olympics. And now it's the track turn. I don't know if you saw Sha'Carri Richardson earlier today. It was the fourth fastest time we have ever seen in a qualifying round for the Olympics. She was moving today. Like, I don't know what kind of heat they had her running, but it looked like everybody else had on cement shoes when they were out there running earlier today. She was smoking out there on the track earlier today. So as we now begin the track portion of the Olympics, which I'm pretty sure is starting now and tomorrow, we're kind of at that phase where we're done with week one of the Olympics and we're starting to enter week two of the Olympics, and this thing ends on the 11th. So we got, what, 8-9 days left before we get to the closing ceremony. The athletes that you and I were looking for, and Katie Ledecky, has also been incredible so far. There's been a lot of fun stories to come out of this Olympics so far.
I also think, much like all sports, the Olympics usually give us a, you know, out of nowhere, oh, wow, I can't believe that happened. Let's follow that story. Like, we knew about Simone Biles. We knew about Katie Ledecky. Like, we largely knew about Team USA, and I didn't think Steph would be a no-show so far, but we knew those storylines. Sha'Carri Richardson, we haven't seen Noah Lyles yet. We talked about how he could be a storyline. Do you know who's become part of the big stories of this tournament for the Suni Lee?
Oh, like, I was going to say Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav, too.
I was going to say Flavor Flav.
Guy Fieri's also just hanging out, and the actual athletes, I guess I should say
better. I
didn't
see that.
Maybe I just don't follow gymnastics, which is totally fine. I don't follow gymnastics, but I had no idea that Suni Lee was a star. Like, she was one of the
all
reasons.
All four of them. I didn't really know much about Jordan Childs. I mean, this is my first time ever seeing her do flips. You and I watched the floor routine together, and I was like, yo, who is that? She was incredible. Their whole team just seems fun.
Usually you can feel like, based on the last Olympics, you kind of know who's next up, because like there was Nastia Lukim, and then there was Gabby Douglas, then there's Simone Biles. You felt like you kind of always knew who the next one up was. Man, I feel like maybe I wasn't paying attention properly in 2020, or maybe Simone Biles' mental health sucked all the oxygen out of the room in 2020, but I didn't know about Suni Lee until this Olympics, and she is becoming a star. Like, I see her everywhere. She's as popular right now as Simone Biles. Now, Simone Biles has the Legacy Award over her, but she's everywhere in this Olympics.
Yeah, I'm certainly hopeful that whenever these young ladies come back from over in Paris, and I'm excited for a two-week sort of media tour of what Paris was like and what was it like to win the Olympics. I would say that women's gymnastics so far has been the story of the Olympics. I would say, at least from the American side of it, I would say that it has been the women's gymnastics team. I would say Katie Ledecky too, and Team USA. Now, Team USA also hasn't been challenged in basketball yet. I think that challenge is about to start here once they get past Saturday. They had probably the weakest group of any of the countries that you think can really make noise in this thing. They have one more game in stage play. They're going to be the number one or number two seed in a single elimination tournament. And then they're going to start playing the countries that you know and the players that you know. Canada is really loaded this year. France is really good this year. I mean, France has two. France's bigs are Victor Wembanyama and Rudy Gobert. Like, those are their bigs. So the United States is about to start getting tested in basketball, and I'm really excited to see it. I've enjoyed Olympic basketball. It's just something about watching the best players in the world play together. Nobody is selfish. Everybody's sharing the ball. It's fun to watch them really get after it defensively. I've enjoyed watching their first two games.
I'll say this about American basketball. I had no idea our 3-on-3 team was absolute garbage.
Terrible.
Like, what has happened? I mentioned it before the games. I'm excited to watch 3-on-3. Jimmer's been out of sight, out of mind. He's been hooping in China. I'm excited to see him. Like, I was in college. You were around that age when Jimmer Fredette, Jimmer Mania hit the NCAA tournament. I was excited to see it again. I had no idea the group Grant Hill picked would basically be Alex Gold and Cody Tapp out there, because they stink. They're unwatchable. How? Is an American 3-on-3 basketball team this level of just terrible?
They've been out there getting hooped. I do have a question. Text line 913-586-7610. C-Dot, what do you think about women's rugby? I actually did watch a little bit of women's rugby. Now, maybe this was my fault because I was out somewhere. I was actually at the other place, five great locations around Kansas City. I was at the other place, and I was watching women's rugby. And because the sound wasn't on, I had absolutely no clue what I was watching. Rugby's really difficult to understand. You can understand basketball. Like, if you've never seen basketball before, you can just understand basketball. Oh, hey, they dribble, they shoot it. If they make it, basketball's easy to understand. Baseball, super easy to understand. I don't understand what's going on in rugby. I want to understand what's going on in rugby. It looks kind of exciting. But then somebody will get tackled to the ground, but then they don't lose possession, and then they'll just start doing some scrum on the ground. I don't understand it. I try to stick to the sports I understand, like handball. I get handball. Handball seems really simple. You kind of play basketball on the outside, and then you do some kind of John Wick, Max Payne, throw it into the net, and then the other team gets a chance to try. You keep doing that back and forth for an hour. I understand handball. I understand water polo. I understand the long jump and the high jump. I don't understand rugby. It's the most confusing sport to watch.
I largely feel the same. I'd say this, though. The walk-off win they had, which I understand they scored to tie the game and then, I guess, kicked the extra point to win the game. That was cool to watch. Like, I don't know how often that happens in rugby. I don't understand why they were passing the ball left to right.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't know.
I didn't get it. But
I didn't really understand what I should be getting so excited about. I was like, oh, they won. I'm like, oh, they won. Great. I didn't know how they won.
I mean, I got they scored what looked like a touchdown, but then everyone's like, oh, the extra points are foregone because you kicked it by yourself. But it was cool to watch her do the walk-off win.
Watching rugby is like when you play a video game for the first time and you don't know all the buttons and you just start hitting a lot of the buttons, but you just like end up winning. Like, oh man, hey, I'm winning. You have no clue how you beat this person in Street Fighter. You just pressed a whole bunch of buttons. And next thing you know, it's like, Hadouken, you have no clue how you did it. You cannot replicate it. That's what it felt like for me watching women's rugby. I didn't know what was going on. So I don't have any issues with the sport. The sport seems like it's fun. I just don't know the rules.
I mean, the little bit I watched, I understand why there were a group of Chiefs fans who in April when they signed Reese Samet thought, oh, he's going to be a good football player. I can see why people thought that sport transfers over to football pretty easily. I can see how people made that leap in their minds. It hasn't converted, but now watching rugby, because apparently America's a powerhouse, or at least bronze medal good, like I understand why people made the leap they did with Luis Reese Samet.
Where are they playing rugby at?
It's big in Australia.
No, I mean, America, we have to be playing rugby somewhere. We have a United States Olympic rugby team. Rob, you and I both went to high school. Your school did not offer ladies rugby. Where in the country are they doing this at? Because they have to be doing it somewhere. Where are there high school teams in places where they have rugby? Like, did some of you grow up in a place, 913-586-7610, did you grow up in a place where your girlfriend in high school was on the rugby team? Because I've never heard of high school rugby before, but they have to be doing it somewhere, right? There has to be a college team of this. You know the same way they have, like, EA Sports College Football 25? Do they have EA Sports College Rugby 25? Can I play with the North Carolina women? Maybe they're the best. I don't know.
At KU, there was a club team, but, you know, it was like one of those things like you go out and watch the rugby guys play against, you know, Nebraska's club team, but it was like off campus and not really affiliated with the school. That was my first introduction to rugby, but I know nowhere in America is playing rugby like that.
The Texan is telling me that Park Hill has a rugby team. Somebody's saying it's big in Kansas City. It ain't big in Kansas City. I would have known. I would have seen it. I'm not saying these schools don't have rugby. They maybe do have rugby. It ain't big, though. I've seen field hockey before. I've seen lacrosse before. I did not. Who does Park Hill play in rugby? You telling me Winnetonka has a team? You're telling me that Liberty North has a rugby team? So you're telling me during the school year, I can go to a Park Hill Liberty North rugby game? I want to see what rugby looks like in real life. I want to learn more of the rules. It looks like it could be fun.
A lot of people are saying a lot of high school teams offer it as a club sport, but it's not through the school. You got to really love rugby to be playing.
So it's like YMCA rugby
or like intramurals, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't know this. I'm learning so much about rugby. I didn't know. It looks like it could be fun. Someone said St. Thomas Aquinas won the national championship a few years ago. National championship? They were the best rugby team in the world?
Well, in the nation. Not the world.
Then they put them to the world, and they probably beat them, too.
I think you're making a few big leaps, but
in my story, they won the whole thing. They won the United States. They were the best team in the United States. That means they were the best team in the world. That's what I think. Someone said Rockhurst used to dominate. Well, Rockhurst used to win everything. They're good in football, basketball, baseball. Rockhurst was just good at everything.
It's weird how a school that can recruit was always the best.
Why, here you go hating.
That's a thing that that's
yeah, you're
a, that's
right,
a
because,
factual
you're right, because
statement.
Christian Brown just one day just magically appeared. Just magically appeared at Blue Valley Northwest. We
about.
Have no clue.
What are you talking about? The pride of Burlington, Kansas is clearly zoned to go to Blue Valley Northwest.
Yeah. Christian Brown was from Burlington, Kansas, and then just magically showed up at a high school. That specific high school. Crazy how that works, huh? Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Brian Haney. Brian Haney is on the call this weekend for the Royals. We'll catch up with him. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!